Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Happy Friday, happy Friday. We're going to get into a little feedback Friday, but warm weather is on the horizon. So I was looking for Scott this morning, and apparently he's at Chase on the Lake. How do I get an assignment like that, Scott?
it's a long way from Belfield, North Dakota, or Watford City, where I was at the last couple of days. But it is well worth the drive. Anytime you come to Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, and we are live and on location here today. Jesse, the guest services manager, is here. Teresa from the spa is here, and we're going to be chatting with Teresa a little later on. We're just going to give you a laundry list of great ideas and why you want to come to Chase on the Lake, and they include some great specials. Jesse, how you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Fantastic. Gearing up for spring at Chase, right?
Yeah. Like you said, the warm weather's coming up, so we got some great spring packages coming. March Madness is just around the corner, and we got a great package starting on the 19th, going to the 29th to get a bucket of beer, two appetizers, a chance at our hoops challenge we're going to have down here in the bar, and one night in a classic hotel room for $129. So that's a good idea there coming up here.
Little March Madness.
Yeah, get everyone in the swing of things. Yeah,
exactly. And by the way, when you come take that in, your room is just unbelievable. You got a choice of condos and two and three bedroom units, or the classic rooms.
Yeah, Lakeview, watch the ice melt out here.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. The 502 restaurant, you've got the spa, you got,
yeah, you got lots of things to do.
Rent a snowmobile.
Yeah, you can if we get
still
the
do a little,
snow.
You still do a little ice fishing too, right?
Yeah, the ice is still, as far as I know, still pretty good out there.
Yeah.
But, there's lots of plenty of things to do here at the Chase.
Sounds good. What else have we got for a great package?
We're bringing back, by popular demand, our breakfast and bed package. So you get two nights here at the Chase, dinner for two people in the 502, a bottle of wine and two souvenir glasses. And on Sunday morning, we'll deliver breakfast right to your room. So that's a pretty neat deal. Second time we've done this. That's going to be March 27th and 28th. And that's just going to be $330 for the whole total there. So, you get breakfast, two dinners, some wine. That's a lot of people loved it the last time we did it back in January. So
do the math. Good little package there, right?
Yeah, definitely. And then, obviously, we got Easter coming up the first weekend in April. So we got our Easter package out there in full swing. You get two nights in a classic condo. We're going to do bonfire and s'mores on Friday and Saturday night. Easter egg hunt on Saturday afternoon, egg and bag decorating on Saturday, and then, of course, our buffet on Sunday in the 502, and that's $349 for the stay, and based on four people staying in that room.
So whatever works for you, a little spring break, a little March Madness. We're also going to tell you about the Wellness Weekend. Teresa will tell us about that, and we're going to meet the wedding coordinator from Chase.
Yes. Patty will be by today, so
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it'll be kind of fun. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
All right, Jesse, thanks for the update. ChaseOnTheLake.com, or you can call them here at 888-CHASE-06. Promo code Scott when you go to ChaseOnTheLake.com, or call them and just tell them Scott sent you. Get the great deals at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. So I'm going to relax my way through the program today, Leon, while you slave away over a hot microphone there back at the studio, okay?
It's all worth it if you send me a selfie with cucumber slices on your eyes and guac on your face. I'm fine with it, man.
I don't think I can do that. I can maybe, send you a selfie of Teresa just took one from the spa here, actually, so.
Oh, nice! Nice.
We'll have that to deal with. So anyway, what's on your mind coming up next hour as well? And we'll have an "Are You Kidding Me?" edition of the program. I asked last night on Facebook what has you saying "Are You Kidding Me?" and the contributions are rolling in, and you're doing a little feedback Friday, right?
Oh yeah, I love the feedback, man. We have the most awesome listeners. I mean, these guys and gals, well informed. They got quick, quick wit, which I love. So, yeah, we're going to dig in a little Feedback Friday. Have fun. Relax, Scott. Relax.
All right. We'll talk to you in a little bit. We'll have Teresa on next break ahead of the Golden Girls. So you take it away there, sir.
Good deal, good deal. What's on my mind this morning? This is the Common Sense Club. I'm your host, Leon Francis. But what's on my mind this morning is this awesome, awesome weather. I mean, I this morning you wake up, you got the sun and the moon in the sky. It's really light out. Conditions are great. But what I want folks to focus on and to kind of keep in mind is we've been having a rash of accidents. I mean, I'm looking in the paper. Just yesterday, a five-year-old kid, you know, was hit on her bike. We got to be careful out there, and especially with the spring-like weather coming. You know, you got the melting of the snow in the daytime, and at night it freezes. So, you know, early in the morning or late at night, you got to be really, really careful out there with the freezing and the thawing and that sort of thing. So ice in the morning and at night, watch out for that. We want everybody to be safe. Everyone, yeah, just be safe out there. It's 15 below now. Sorry. I'm back in. I'm thinking, you know, normal March weather. So it's not 15 below, Leon. Get it right. It's 15 degrees. Northwest wind at 12 miles per hour. And we're looking for a high today of, get this, wait for it, 34 degrees. And if you're out in the Tioga, Stanley, or Ray area, it's 17 degrees. Wind is calm. And you're looking for a high of, are you ready? Pull out the Bermuda shorts and, you know, the iced tea. It's going to be 45 degrees today. So how awesome? How awesome is that? That's pretty cool. Again, a couple of stories that I've, and this lends to my earlier a warning about, you know, folks, just be careful. Four people killed in two crashes in the oil patch. We got to do something about that. We got to, you know, keep our eyes on the road or something. Two separate crashes killed four people in North Dakota's oil patch on Wednesday. The first crash happened around 4:30 p.m. Wednesday, U.S. Highway 2 near Williston. North Dakota Highway Patrol had a Ford Expedition, was traveling west when the driver, a 50-year-old David Filner of Williston, failed to negotiate a slight curve in the road. So the vehicle vaulted over that approach, and it landed on its roof. So, yeah, we just got to be careful. Eyes on the road, you know, attention, attention, attention. The second crash happened shortly after 7:30 p.m. near Watford City. Dodge Ram failed to yield at an intersection with U.S. Highway 200. Vehicle was struck by a truck driven by 45-year-old Gary Swisher of Virginia. He was uninjured, but all three occupants of the Dodge, that's two men from Florida, one man from Idaho, were not wearing seatbelts, and they died. So, again, be very, very careful. Already told you about the five-year-old biker, tiny little tot, and the picture in the forum is brutal. And that's what that picture you should have in your head when you're out driving. We don't want any more of this. Thankfully, the kid was okay. I mean, a little scuffed up, but she was alert and talking to the first responders there. And something else, and this is a pet peeve of mine, especially if you are in the right lane and you see a kid and they're trying to cross, don't stop. I mean, and if you stop, get out of your car. And make sure no traffic on a two way anyway. Make sure no traffic is coming the other way, because that's what happened here. You know, someone saw a kid's trying to cross. A person with good intentions stopped and said, "Oh, you know, let the kid go," but could not see the car coming in the opposite, in the other lane, and that car, because of the car that was stopped, couldn't see the kid. So you actually make a hazardous condition for that kid to. And I know, you know, it was done with good intention. I've done this myself. But you have to be aware that other cars coming, you know, up behind you in the other lane cannot see that kid, especially a five-year-old. I mean, just use a little common sense. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not casting blame. I'm just saying be aware, you know. But again, thankfully, the kid is fine, a little scuffed up a little bit. But other than that, pretty good. Now, I want to get to some feedback for Feedback Friday. Now, yesterday I posted, Edward Snowden says he's ready to come back to the U.S., face the music, with one caveat, he doesn't want to be tried under the Espionage Act. You know, and I asked, should he be allowed to come back to the U.S.? And that sort of thing, and should he be tried under that act? Best feedback I got was by Matt Evans, had him on the show before, and he talked about, according to the page, from the Espionage Act. I'm not going to be able to get to it, so I'll do that in I'll try to get to it at the bottom of the next segment, but I have Blanky McCollum, Ellen Ratner. Also coming up, I have Dustin Garrillo from the North Dakota Watchdog Network to talk about how to prevent a 2017 budget crisis. And then, as always, on Friday, Steve Sports Saturday Preview. We'll be right back.
The energy renaissance in North Dakota means generations of jobs for tomorrow's workforce and technologically advanced jobs. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting talks about how much fun this is for the workforce of tomorrow.
It really is. And when we talk about the workforce, I go to these colleges and universities and I look at the young talent that we have here in North Dakota. And I am absolutely thrilled and just motivated that we have such good, smart, talented young people right here in North Dakota. And we have the jobs that they can fill.
Great careers are waiting for you at Nesset Consulting Service.
Just look at what these other companies are, too, Scott. I mean, these companies, when I look at the oil industry, whether it's service or the oil company itself, they're looking for this good talent, and we have it right here in North Dakota. How cool is that?
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, located in the heart of the Bakken, Tioga, North Dakota, and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessetConsulting.com. That's NessetConsulting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Welcome back on this beautiful, beautiful spring-like day in Fargo, anyway, in North Dakota. Scott is out there at Chase on the Lake enjoying this beautiful, beautiful spring weather. I got to get these assignments, man. What's going on in your neck of the woods, Scott?
Yeah, it's going to be a spring-like day. I see already, you know, it's approaching double digits, I think. It was 9 when I got here, but it's going to be very nice today. 45 out in the oil patch and mid-30s in Fargo-Moorhead in the region. I haven't looked what the forecasted high for Walker is yet, but it's certainly nice. Actually, the whole family coming this weekend, so we're just going to enjoy and relax.
Well,
and
I heard it was going to be like 64 today.
Did you really?
In Walker, yeah.
Well, I'll just believe that. I'll just go with that. 64 sounds like a nice number. Teresa from the Copperdor Aveda Spa is here, and you have a fun wellness weekend plan. I love the weekends and the fun you plan. Tell us
about
it.
Oh, you know, the wellness weekend, it's going to be spring, too, so it's all good. It's all good. But, yeah, we have our annual spring women's wellness weekend. It's going to be a great weekend. It's you get a room for the weekend. We do some awesome yoga, a nice wine dinner. We have a lot of great workshops happening with the chakras and a lot of neat wellness things. We have a Veda in house and a nutritionist and lots of fun artistic vendors will be here. You know, so lots of fun shopping to do too.
Okay, and this is when?
This is going to be April 17th and 18th.
And what kind of package deals do you have?
With the package, you get your room. You get the whole weekend for $195.
How about that?
Yeah, you can't beat that.
Everything in one great deal.
Yeah, one great deal. And you know, if you want to just come over from like the Fargo area or wherever just for the day and you can't spend the night, you can just enjoy the whole day and the dinner for $80.
Oh, okay, great deal.
So that's always another option.
But I'd encourage you, if you really want the true wellness and the true relaxation, you got to stay.
Absolutely, stay, because we're going to do everything from the bonfire on the beach in the evening after the dinner, you know. We have Amy's famous organic cucumber mojitos happening. So it's just a good gathering, and you meet a lot of new friends, too.
These generally sell out, too, so you want to get...
Absolutely. The rooms go fast. Yeah. So absolutely. Give Jesse up there at the front desk a holler.
All right. Or go to chaseonthelake.com.
Absolutely.
Promo code Scott, or call him at 888-CHASE-06.
You got it.
888-CHASE-06.
Beautiful.
30 degrees today. That's what it's going to be.
No.
Close to your 60.
No, we need more.
Yeah, 36 tomorrow. Next week, really nice. Mid-40s here in Walker. So. Spring is on the way. It feels like it, too. Warming up, so very nice. All right, thanks, Teresa. We'll chat with you a little later.
Awesome. Thanks, Scott.
Leon, back to you and the ladies, the Golden Girls, two of my favorite ladies on the planet.
Good deal. I have operatives out there in Walker that are going to try to catch a picture and send it to me of Scott with the cucumbers on his eyes and the guac on his face and the mojito in his hand. So you operatives out there, you know, just keep your eyes open. Blankita Cullum, Ellen Radner, how you doing?
We're not being cold. I'm at 97 degrees.
Well, we're not so cold right now. I mean, we're the temperature is ticking up to about 32 degrees, and that's in Fargo, North Dakota. So we're not doing so shabby.
We're in Washington.
Washington's
18 degrees, Ellen. But it'll be warmer when you get back mid-March. Today is actually very famous in Texas. It's the day that the Alamo fell, March the 6th.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I got to take my hat off for a second here.
Don't cheer up on me.
I'm not. I'm going to be strong. I'll be strong. I was looking at some pictures, and I'm just going to get off topic for just a second. The view from your balcony, one, I'm jealous. and two, can you actually see the Capitol now? Or is it still?
Yeah, it's all back. It's a sunny day out here, but yesterday, completely, you saw the picture I took. It completely disappeared. You couldn't see anything.
Yeah, and my third question is, can you see Frank Underwood from your balcony? Just kidding.
Yes, I can see Frank Underwood, and I can also see Russia.
Right. So, Ellen, what's on your agenda for until mid-March?
Well, I'm still in South Sudan, and I would love your yoga lady to come teach that to some of our patients here at the psychiatric hospital in Juba. There is, of course, a lot going on because in Juba today, in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, there is a big discussion about peace in South Sudan. South Sudan is the world's newest country, but as United States and China each have, and Britain, Great Britain, each have their interests here. And they are reflective of what's going on in the United States, particularly around terrorism, because the last thing you want is a failed state, because that's where terrorism comes. And don't forget, Osama bin Laden was in the north when it was one country, in Sudan, for 7 years.
Wow.
And so, Ellen, what would, I mean, Sudan is, like you say, it's a new country. What would you ask for the United States to bring to the table, especially as it pertains to setting up or aiding in the setup of a stable government, you know, without all of the infighting and the civil wars, would you call that, with all the fighting, or is that just insurgents and terrorism?
One of the things I think the United States ought to do is give more direct aid that it helps people help themselves, and less report writing, which is just could drive you insane about this place. The United States sends over all their bureaucrats to write reports. I just want to kill myself. But I think that one of the things we need to do is to figure out programs that help people help themselves. And, you know, I mean, this is something that your friends, the Republicans, have been actually in favor of, and they're right about that.
Oh, good deal. Good deal. And just
I
to
think
get
she's turning into a conservative over in South Sudan. There might be a healing going on.
Well, when you see conservatives do have really good hearts. So, but there you go. That's neither here nor there. I'm gonna. I do want to ask you guys about the Hillary Clinton email scandal. It's come out by some white hat hackers, and I'm using some software that's open source, meaning I could download it right now and use it. They found like at least 10 other email addresses associated with the Clintons. Does this scandal, how deep does this rabbit hole go, in your opinion, Blankita? And do we even need to be concerned? Is this a big deal? I guess it is my question.
It's a very big deal. It's a very big deal because when you become Senate confirmed, and it's certainly at the level of the Secretary of State, much of the high level information she gets is a very, very high level top secret clearance. And who had access to it? Where did she leave her stuff? I think that potentially you're going to see a situation where you'll find out that you broke the law.
Yeah. And one of those email accounts we know was hacked. I mean, we know that. And I'm looking at Trey Gowdy. They have two email accounts. And I'm thinking he's not going to get all the info. I mean, yeah, those two might be fine. She might not have there might not be anything in there, but there's
but
so
the
many
is,
more.
She signed the document. She signed it.
Well, but let's face it. We know that government computers have been hacked.
Yep.
And maybe she was afraid of that.
Absolutely. Hey, Ellen, we'll continue this discussion on Monday's show. Thanks, as always, for coming on. We'll be right back with Dustin Garrillow, Scott Hannon at Chase, right here on the Common Sense Club.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at miraclechair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relax to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at miraclechair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is
Here's what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You gotta stop me napping. I was daydreaming about the lake, man. Me and Nick were out there last year. It was a little cool. It was a little cool for the bonfire and that sort of thing. But man, I'm just thinking, we gotta get back out there. Scott's already there.
Here's the nice thing about Chase on the Lake. It doesn't really matter what the weather is. I mean, it's obviously summertime. It's great. You want a nice day and be out there in the boats or the wave runners or everything else. But it is a place to relax, and whether you're looking out at a sheet of ice that'll be melting in a little while, or whether you're looking at the gentle waves coming in or whatever, you're in one of Minnesota's premier resorts. You're in the Copper Door Spa. You're in the pool. There's so many things to take in and enjoy. Don't worry about the weather forecast. Just get out here and relax. Breakfast in bed is great no matter what the weather is.
Yeah.
And Teresa is here to tell us a little bit about
there
some of
the... There you go. There's that's called some relaxing, huh?
Exactly.
But we have a great weekend planned for March 27th and 28th. We call it our breakfast in bed kind of weekend. You come up, you get a room for two nights, you get two dinners in the beautiful 502, a bottle of wine, a couple of Chase on the Lake wine glasses, and then wake up Sunday morning to breakfast in bed. So
how
there you
that?
Go. Can't beat that. That's called coming up here and, like, relaxing.
There you go. So plan ahead. Circle a week out on the calendar and make it a special little weekend.
Yeah, and you can read all about this awesome package on our website.
Sounds good. And also plans for Easter, too, right?
Yes, Easter buffet. And the Easter Bunny will be here. So absolutely, Easter's a great time to come up to. We have a great, if you go onto that webpage, we have a great Easter package for that, too. And you get your room. We're going to be doing s'mores, and we have some Easter parties planned for the kids, Easter egg hunt, and, of course, the great 502 Easter buffet. You can't beat that.
502 Restaurant's fabulous, the Copper Door Aveda Spa, and just quickly, some of the great amenities you have in the Copper Door.
Oh, the Copper Door Spa. You know, we do everything from the massages, body wraps, manicure, pedicures. We are an Aveda concept spa, so we do everything with all the Aveda products. It's, all around great spa.
That sounds fabulous.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Teresa.
You're welcome.
Check out all the great deals. And really, if you've never seen Chase on the Lake, a great thing to do, take a little tour online so you can see. And there's condos for sale here as an example. There's all the wonderful amenities and all the great packages. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06. Leon, back to you.
Oh, man, she had me at buffet. I got to get back in the zone here. Anyway, we have Francis, Common Sense Club. My next guest is Dustin Garrillo with the North Dakota Watchdog Network. And as soon as he posted this, you know, I had to give him a call, reach out to him, and say, "Hey, man, come on and explain this to the Common Sense Club." So, welcome to the Common Sense Club, Dustin.
Good morning, Leon.
Good morning. We're going to talk a little bit about preventing a 2017 budget crisis. So I want you to walk the folks through this article that I'm reading here.
Sure. Yeah. Well, what we've seen, just to provide a little bit of background, you know, over the last four legislative sessions, we've seen exponential increases in spending. We've gone from just over $2 billion a year on our budget in 2005 to the latest governor's budget of just over $5 billion on the general fund, but the overall budget is much higher than that because it includes one-time spending. And every session has had this situation where, you know, each year you got a 23% and a 32% increase after that. And we've been on this trend of drastically increasing spending for these years. Now with the oil prices where they're at, primarily because the dollar is weak and supply is through the roof right now, the legislators are very concerned about how much money they're going to have to work with, because they've gotten used to being able to spend billions and billions of dollars and not have to worry about it, because they were able to tell themselves, well, the oil boom's not going anywhere. We're going to have expensive oil forever. That's what they said, you know, last session even.
Yeah.
And now you've got a situation where, because things have changed, you know, the legislature put in their revised numbers that predicted that they would have $5 billion less than they thought that they would. They are still waiting on Moody's to come in with the official revised projections for the next biennium. And a lot of people actually think that Moody's is going to come in lower than the legislature even predicted for itself, primarily because the legislature's predictions on the second year of the biennium were probably a little bit optimistic. The first year is probably okay. They're probably right in the money as far as the $45 to $55 range, because it's where we're at. Nobody really is claiming that we're going to go out of that range unless it's downward. And for the second year of the biennium, they had been predicting somewhere in the $55 to $70 range. And that probably is going to come out a little bit high when you look at the averages. And so, you know, legislators are both scrambling to figure out what to do and just sitting on their hands waiting for the new numbers. So it's kind of interesting.
Wow.
And what's happened is at the halftime report of where spending is, an interesting thing has come up. The legislature is paring back on the governor's budget, but they're doing it on the one-time spending side of things rather than on the ongoing spending side.
And why is that important when we're talking about preventing a budget nightmare?
Right. Well, we're concerned about ongoing revenues. We're concerned that there's a new dichotomy of related to oil prices, and the state needs to prepare for that. So, you know, we do have money in the bank. And when you have money in the bank, you should spend that on things that you're not going to have to spend money on 2 years from now. That's infrastructure. You know, infrastructure is going to hold up for 6 to 10 years, even in a worst-case scenario. And if the activity is going to slow down, it would probably hold up a little bit longer than that. So we want to make sure that we spend money now that we have in the bank on long-term infrastructure issues, because we don't want to have to spend that next time around, because we don't know if the revenue is going to be there next time around. But the legislature is taking the opposite approach. They are taking money away from the one-time spending and bolstering the ongoing spending. And it's my opinion that that approach could be setting us up for a budget nightmare in 2017 if oil does not recover. And at this point, there's no reason for the legislature to be making a bet that oil is going to recover drastically by the next session. They should be taking the safe approach, spend the money that's in the bank on long-term needs, and reduce where possible the ongoing spending, because if you don't reduce the ongoing spending by a little bit this time, if the money doesn't show up next time, they're going to have to reduce the ongoing spending by a lot.
Right. What are the folks like, the folks that are concerned about, you know, tax reform? What do we have to look forward to? Are we going to be happy? especially when we're taking all of this into account, you know, property tax, buy downs and income tax cuts and that sort of thing. What are we looking at?
Well, on the property tax side of things, the legislature has taken an interesting approach. What they've done is, they are looking to take over the county social services side of things, to actually pay for those parts of the budget so that counties don't have to foot that bill themselves. As a result, they are also looking at reducing the property tax relief from the 12% relief that the state was paying on your behalf to 11%, and saying that because the state is now going to pay for social services, that it's still going to be property tax relief. There's going to be as much money as there was spent last time, spent on property tax relief this time, because they forward funded the property tax relief stabilization fund. So that was a good move. I mean, the policy of the state buying down property taxes is not a good policy.
Right.
But at least they put some money in the bank so that it wouldn't have to go away immediately. Now, that's one of the areas where if ongoing revenues stay at these low levels beyond this biennium,
yeah,
that's going to be in danger. There's going
to
be
Dustin, this is I'm going to have you on again next week, because time's running short here, and there's a lot more questions that I have for you. But I want to thank you for coming on the Common Sense Club, and I'll post what I got in the email. Is that on the North Dakota Watchdog Network website?
It will be, and people can go to our website at watchingnd.com and sign up for a newsletter.
Watchingnd.com, sign up for the newsletter, like I obviously done. When I first saw this, I was just like, wow, I have to reach out, man. So we'll definitely have you back. Thanks for giving us some of your time this morning, Dustin.
The sure thing.
And if you're just tuning in, Scott Hannon is relaxing at Chase on the Lake while I'm slaving away over a hot mic. I got to get some of these assignments, man. But in the very next segment, we're going to have Steve Hallstrom, Dustin Moore, previewing Steve Sports Saturday, as we do every Friday. I'm going to try to get through some of this feedback. Matt Evans talking about Edward Snowden. He says, since Snowden was disclosing a spying program that targeted Americans inside of America, one must conclude that charging Snowden under the Espionage Act implies that the American people are enemies of the U.S. government. I don't think Snowden ever wanted to leave the U.S., but it's clear that the U.S. government is so corrupt that he would have been erased, in quotes, at the earliest opportunity if he had stayed there. I think he's having a long and protracted public negotiation with the U.S. to expose just how awful the U.S. government is. The U.S. is hesitant to agree to letting him have a fair trial now. What country is this? If he ever returns here, he should have a civilian trial open to the public on whatever charges related to breaking whatever secrecy / confidentiality agreements he may have signed. If he's found guilty, he should receive a pardon because of the sacrificial service he has made for the betterment of America and the world outweighs whatever crime he may have committed. And I think that spot on. I mean, seriously, and when you look at the Espionage Act, and you can just go to Wikipedia, check it out, it lays it out clear cut, you know, what that act was enacted to prevent and what actions that we're supposed to take. But, you know, when you're talking about Edward Snowden and what he did, patriot, the traitor, that's the question. I tend to think he's a bit of both. you know, but that's just my opinion. We'll be right back with Scott, Steve Ostrom, Dustin Moore, Common Sense Club. We'll be right back.
I want to tell you about our product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome back, welcome back. Scott, right out there at Chase on the Lake, relaxing, having fun, enjoying the weather and the Aveda Spa. What is it, the Copper Door?
It's the Copper Door Aveda Spa, but I haven't been there yet. I did have Teresa, you know, give us some fine specials, but at some point I'll be there. I got Jesse back here as well, the guest services manager. Jesse's the package machine. He can tell you about all the great packages here. What's your favorite package right now, Jesse?
I think my favorite one's going to be that March Madness. Madness package. You know, it's March. We're getting into the gear with basketball. So you get the one night in the classic room, bucket of beer, two apps, $129. You also get a chance at a free night at the Chase at our Hoops Challenge. So if you stay during March 19th and the 29th, it's a great package for you. Also, 25% off at the spa, too. So
wow.
Got some great things in that package for you.
Sounds to me like all the guys in our audience that just want to soak in every second of March Madness could do that and then treat their spouses to a wonderful little Copper Dura Veda spa, and they'd be a hero.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You can watch all the games down here in the 502, get your bucket of beer.
Great. Some great deals. ChaseOnTheLake.com, the website for all the packages, and also 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. Promo code Scott on the website, or just tell him Scott sent you. Thanks, Jesse. We'll chat with you a little later.
Thank you.
All right, back to you, Leon. Dustin, thanks. Steve, take it away.
Good deal, good deal. Scott's relaxing. I'm going to relax for a second and let Dustin Moore, Steve Hallstrom preview Steve Sports Saturday. So I'm just going to sit back and chill for a second.
Now, does he ever get after you for saying he's relaxing when he's actually got a three-hour shift coming up ahead of him?
Oh, right. Don't rat me out, man.
Give you a bad time about that? No. when you're
he's at
giving
Chase.
Him the business.
He's at Chase, man. So it's not really work. Okay. I mean, I could do that all day. Send me out there, man.
I think that's what my dad thinks I do. Is like, you sit and talk for, well, not, you know, for a couple more weeks, Dad, I don't. But even then, I'll actually have some things I have to do. So I guess it's all depending on your perspective.
Yeah, look at my desk. Look at this thing. All this is work. And if you have a good producer like, you know, Dustin, it's not so much work, but still you got to talk.
Yeah,
you
got to
come up with things, mental calisthenics and all that.
Our job's easy, man. Really, when you think about
it.
I grew up on a hog and cattle farm, brother. I'm telling you what. We got it pretty good around here.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, and Scott may have it better out at Chase on the Lake, though.
Right.
I'll give you that. Yeah, so we've got a whole bunch of stuff cooking for tomorrow's show. Really excited for another edition of Steve Sports Saturday. Myself and Dustin will be live at Vision Bank, where we are most Saturdays. The good folks there at Vision Bank setting us up. Dan Carey and his team, always gracious host to us. D, we got a lot of stuff going on, man. It's getting pretty good in the winter sports, and... Oh, yeah, the Twins playing a little baseball last night. The Twins are on pace to go 182-0 if they win all their exhibition games. They win their Grapefruit League opener last night, 9-8. It was a game only a hitting coach could love. The pitchers gave up 17 combined runs. Eduardo Escobar, Aaron Hicks had a couple of hits or a couple of RBIs for the Twins. Danny Santana, Brian Dozier, Kurt Suzuki each had a couple of hits. So the Twins are off and running. And I'm really excited to see what this team looks like and how they play under Paul Molitor. So we're getting a little bit of taste here now, and it won't be too long until the boys head north.
I'll give you an idea of what Las Vegas thinks of the Twins this season. They are 150-1 odds to win the World Series. No other team in the... Gosh, what was it? AL Central. I was trying to find the text. Somebody shot me the info. No other team in either all of the American League or the AL Central is like 28-1. So the Twins are, in the eyes of Las Vegas, nowhere near close to a World Series.
You know what we call that?
Coming year.
We call that good value for your betting dollar. Those of us who are inclined to play the numbers there, but. Yeah, it's just fun to think that there's going to be baseball coming up fairly soon. Torrey Hunter, in his first at bat since coming back to the Twins, had an RBI single in the first inning even. So even the old-timers are getting into it. So fun to see the Twins getting rolling again. And, Dustin, I don't know if you saw any of the Wild game last night, but Yo's boys got down 1-0. It looked like midway through the second that their luck might be running out, but Jason Pominville lights the lamp twice, and the Wild now fifth in the Western Conference playoff standings. Unbelievable when you look back to what we thought about this team a month and a half ago.
All you needed to do was watch the last 10 minutes of that game, and I still have goosebumps. I've been thinking about it. I'm pretty sure this is the best Wild team from top to bottom, all four lines, and now the goaltending that I've ever seen as far as the Minnesota Wild go. I think they're poising themselves to have a really, really good playoff run. And it's not just a top six. You know, a lot of teams just worry about those top six forwards. Those are the ones that play most of the ice time, the top power play lines. But, I mean, they have four solid lines right now. Mike Yeo's got the guys playing well. And the goaltending, we just can't get enough of it. Not many teams. There's only even one other team that's beat the Capitals this season when the Caps have scored first. Mm-hmm. And only the second time, I think, in Wild history that they've beat Washington in Washington. So, like we've said before, it's going to be a playoff atmosphere every single night for the the Wild, and they're going to do it again against Carolina tonight.
I like the way you think, my man. A lot going on. We haven't even talked about postseason basketball, the East Region and West Region boys and girls teams playing right now at Class B Girls State Tournament. Way to go, Kindred Vikings, getting an overtime win over Partial yesterday in the quarterfinal round. So we got all kinds of stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about Dragon basketball. We're going to talk about the Summit League basketball tournament. Congrats to Dave Richmond and Lawrence Alexander from the men's team for being the coach of the year and player of the year in the Summit League tournament. I said on Twitter last night, the Lawrence Alexander is the best player and the most improved player in the league. I really believe that. Congrats to Brooke Lamar from the women's team. She made first team all-conference. We'll be visiting with Greg Steeman from Midco Sports tomorrow on the show as well. Brad Schlossman from UND Hockey and some other things as well.
9 to 11 Vision Bank tomorrow. Tune it in, AM 1100 and online at AM1100theflag.com.
There you go. Steve Sports Saturday. Make sure you tune in. I'll see you bright and early Monday morning.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.